Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Okay, everyone wants to talk about last night's Grammys, and we will, but let me tell you what else is happening on a very busy, action-packed program. We've got a live set from singer-songwriter Laura Cantrell. Her music rose out of the country Americana tradition. And we'll also get a chance to meet with filmmaker Godfrey Reggio, who, along with composer Philip Glass, released a startling movie 30 years ago called Kyanaskatsi, and the art film world has never been the same since. And to hear Philip Glass tell it, we should be listening closely when Godfrey Reggio talks.
It's uncanny at how Godfrey has always been able to look a little bit into the future. I said, you know, very few of us can look in the future, and not, you seem to be able to pick up the curtain and take a peek around and get a little glimpse of something that's going to happen. He denies that. He says, no, he doesn't. He can't do that. But I've seen him do it.
Well, Philip Glass and Godfrey Reggio are back with a new collaboration. We'll hear more when the filmmaker joins us later. But first,
and the Grammy goes to... Random Access Memories Death Song.
The Grammy Awards were televised last night, some of them at least. Most of us watched at home, some of us playing Grammy Bingo at soundcheck.org as we watched. But Ben Cesario watched it live in person for the New York Times and joins us on the line from L.A. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So what's your headline for last night's awards?
I feel like it was kind of a night of fluke winners who became really big. You know, the big winners were Daft Punk, which had four awards, including Album and Record of the Year, and also Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Won Best New Artist and three other awards, and Lorde, and you know Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are and Lorde are people that you know most listeners had never heard of a year and a half ago,
right?
And you know completely came out of left field and used social media and wound up you know really conquering top 40 radio. And you know it in a way that you know that's kind of a fluke story, but that's also just the way it happens now in the music business.
Yeah,
you know the avenues to fame are different than they used to be.
And when it happens twice, with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis on the one hand and Lorde on the other, maybe once it starts happening that often, maybe it's not a fluke anymore. Maybe it's the new normal.
I don't think it's quite the new normal, but I think it's one of the new normal ways that people can break in. But there's still, you know, the machine still works.
Yeah.
And you know, Daft Punk, to me, it's a fluke because they're so weird. You know, I mean, they're French guys who wear robot helmets and don't speak in the microphone and made this record that sounds like a, you know, retrofuturistic disco from 1982. You know, it was a highly anticipated record. It was ubiquitous last year. It was pretty much loved everywhere. So I think that, you know, it deserved the nominations and it deserved a win.
So it won Album of the Year for Random Access Memories and Record of the Year for the single Get Lucky. And one of the things, Ben, that we've come to expect from the Grammys is odd and unexpected collaborations in live performance. Daft Punk with Nile Rodgers was not a surprise. Pharrell Williams, not a surprise, because they're both on Get Lucky. What did you think of the performance that added Stevie Wonder into the mix?
I don't think it added a tremendous amount to the performance, but I don't think it took away from it. What did you think?
I thought it was a great performance. As you say, I wasn't quite sure what Stevie Wonder's contribution was, although it did give them a chance to, you know, fold in one of his songs in what, by my count, was at least a four-song mashup there.
Yeah. You know, I think it kind of worked for Daft Punk because part of their whole thing is just sort of calling up, you know, people they love and saying, let's jam.
Yeah.
And that's part of the whole story of this record, which, you know, it was hilarious to hear Paul Williams explain that in the acceptance for Album of the Year, you know, about just the phone rings and it's two robots who want to make a record with him.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of worked for them, although, I didn't think it was, by far the best performance of the night.
Well, this is from the Grammys last night. You'll hear a big cheer because Daft Punk were hidden behind a blackened studio window, and then when they were suddenly made visible, you'll hear the audience's response. Daft Punk with Stevie Wonder, Nile Rodgers of Chic, whose song Le Freak you heard woven in there, and Pharrell Williams doing Get Lucky, the Grammy-winning record of the year, last night's telecast featuring Daft Punk, and one of the multiple winners at last night's telecast. Ben Cesario is music reporter of the New York Times, on the line with us, still in L.A., and so, Ben, for you, looking at some of the collaborations that we heard and saw last night, what did work for you?
I really liked Imagine Dragons with Kendrick Lamar. That was one that I didn't necessarily expect, you know, to be great and would seem to have some of that Grammys hallmark of, you know, we took one artist in this category and
right.
another artist in the other and threw them together. But, I think the musicians just made it work. They really... You know, they really put in a passionate show and seem to gel together. I like that a lot.
Okay, tonight is for everybody to understand me. I need y'all to recognize the plan B is to win your heart right here where we at the Grammys. My name is Kendrick Lamar. Words like a sword in the hands of a Spartan in Compton. Bury me alive, bury me with pride, bury me with berries. The forensic shoot and cherry wine. Thank you very much, but tonight's my night and I'm very fine.
Well, your colleague John Pareles used the term preposterous for that particular one. I actually thought that Kendrick Lamar hijacked the song and turned it into a better song. I agree with you. I thought it was a really fun performance. What did you make of Metallica and the classical pianist Long Long?
Ooh. that's one I didn't really enjoy, and I kind of thought that looked like a classic Grammy head scratcher. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but I mean, I just didn't get it.
I think the ooh was really all we needed to hear. That plus a little bit of the performance itself. Some of Metallica and Long Long from the Grammy performance last night out in L.A. Ben Cesario of the New York Times reporting in from L.A. And listeners, what was your takeaway from last night's Grammy Awards? You can post a comment on soundcheck.org or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. And you can find our list of the 10 best Grammy moments in Vines on soundcheck.org. So, Ben, that particular collaboration didn't work for you. What about, let me ask you about the mass wedding presided over by Queen Latifah. I really wanted to like that. I understand and applaud the idea behind it, but it felt a lot like a stunt to me.
I can't really disagree with you. I mean, I think, you know, it's television, and these things are done, you know, with the knowledge of how they're going to play to the audience. And I do say that even though it was a even though you can call it a stunt, and I think you can be perfectly fair about calling it a stunt, I did think it was touching. I mean, I really did, and I applaud the Grammys for doing it, and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis for doing it, and I don't think it's out of line with just, you know, what they're all about. And, you know, when part of the origin of that segment was that they've had proposals on stage in their shows.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, they went one further with their big moment on TV. So, you know, you can call it a stunt, and I think you're not wrong. But, I mean, I also think it was kind of heartwarming.
On the other hand, I thought Kacey Musgraves, the choice of song that she sang on stage was, you know, a kind of a great way of getting at that same sort of tolerance and marriage equality issue.
Good point.
So she had a good day, good night, walked off with a couple of Grammys. But let's talk again about Lorde, the 17-year-old New Zealander whose Grammys included Song of the Year. She was not up for Best New Artist for some reason, but she certainly had a good night last night. What did you make of her live performance of her Song of the Year, Royals?
I thought it was shaky at first, and I think she was probably nervous, you know, and you got that sense from her acceptance speeches about just kind of being overwhelmed by the whole thing, but I thought it was moving.
Yeah, me too. Let's hear a little bit. This is Lorde live on the Grammy telecast last night.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, dress in a hotel room, we don't care.
That's Lorde with the newly minted Song of the Year Grammy Award winner last night. Royals is the name of it. We're speaking with Ben Cesario of the New York Times, who is in L.A. and was there last night for the Grammys. And Ben, just one more question before I let you go. Aside from Jared Leto doing Walk on the Wild Side's first verse, sort of intoning it at a random point in the broadcast, there was no real Lou Reed tribute, which I was shocked at. Were you expecting something?
I was, too. I thought it was strange that there was no musical segment, although I did think that, you know, the thing with Jared Leto was prominent. I mean, there was a huge picture of him in the back of the stage, and Jared calling him a true genius who he lost. I mean, I thought they gave him respect, but it might have been cool to see a real performance.
Yeah, I really expected to see six guitarists out there, you know, all playing Sweet Jane or something, but it did not happen. On the other hand, lots of other stuff did happen. 30 couples now married who weren't a day ago, and lots of Grammys distributed, and lots of people who thought they were going to get some perhaps and didn't. Ben, was it a good evening overall?
I think it was, but it's, you know, the thing about the Grammys, it's long. It's 3.5 hours, and it was 21 performances and only 10 awards. You know, I mean, that's changed over the years. It's become much more reliant on the performances and much less on the awards. And, I mean, just as a viewer, I think that makes it tougher to watch. I wish that there was more emphasis on the awards.
Yeah. I'm with you, Ben. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Cesario, music reporter for the New York Times, with us from L.A.
If you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. You don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person.
We want to know what you think about Soundcheck. Tell us what you think of this segment or about the podcast in general. Email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. That's soundcheck@wnyc.org or 866-939-1612.